From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the United States must extradite Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen over his alleged involvement in Friday's failed military coup. Gulen, in self-imposed exile in Pennsylvania, has denied involvement and dismissed the effort as doomed to fail. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the U.S. is awaiting Turkey's formal request.
At this point, we have not received an extradition request from the Turkish government as it relates to Mr. Gulen. If and when we receive a request, we will evaluate that request based on the extradition treaty that was signed by the United States and Turkey more than 30 years ago.
Earnest said such a request, if received, must be evaluated to determine if the alleged crime fits the treaty's standards and if a standard of evidence can be reached.
Seçilmiş hükümetini, milli iradesini.
Meanwhile, Turkey's Prime Minister Binali Yıldırım warned his country would rethink its relationship with Washington if the cleric is not handed over. Media reports say nearly 20,000 members of the police, civil service, judiciary, and army have been detained or suspended since Friday's failed coup. More than 200 were killed as a faction of the military tries to seize power. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says while he supports efforts to bring those responsible for the failed coup to justice, he urged Ankara against going too far while restoring order. Four Kenyan policemen have been charged with murder in the alleged extrajudicial killings of activist lawyer Willie Kamani, his client, and their driver June 23rd. The three disappeared after Kamani made a court appearance, the case involving a complaint against police for shooting his client in April. The four policemen are being detained until their next court appearance scheduled August 16th. This is VOA News. Police officials in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, say a black former U.S. Marine identified as the gunman who shot and killed three police officers and wounded three more planned his attack, calling it an assassination. Colonel Mike Edmondson heads the Louisiana State Police.
We believe while this individual was in the city, he was looking for locations to specifically target police officers. No doubt in my mind, you're going to see as we walk through this, there were citizens walking all through the area. He never encountered, he completely dismissed every single one. His intentions were accurate, and they were engaging, and they were all aimed at police officers.
The 29-year-old, identified as Gavin Long of Kansas City, Missouri, was killed in a shootout with police. He appears to have used social media extensively, his posting sometimes describing violence as an answer to what he viewed as the oppression of African Americans. The Republican National Convention enters a second day Tuesday in Cleveland, Ohio, after the wife of presumptive presidential nominee Donald Trump described her husband as talented, compassionate, an unrelenting leader who will unify the country. Trump, in an unusual move, made a convention appearance late Monday, introducing his wife. Earlier Monday, chaos erupted when anti-Trump delegates tried but failed to get a floor vote on the convention's rules.
The question is on adoption of the resolution. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, no. In the opinion of the chair, the ayes have it, and the resolution is agreed to. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
Delegates also heard a number of speeches denouncing Trump's likely opponent, Hillary Clinton. The Democratic National Convention is scheduled next week in Philadelphia. German police shot dead an Afghan teen late Monday after he attacked train passengers with an axe and knife. At least four were wounded in what one official described as a probable Islamist-inspired attack. Actress Charlize Theron joined thousands of researchers, activists, and donors taking part in the five-day global AIDS conference in Durban, South Africa.
AIDS does not discriminate on its own. It has no biological preference for black bodies, for women's bodies, for gay bodies, for youth or the poor.
She said it's sad the world has hosted 21 international AIDS conferences without finding a cure. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the gains the world has made against AIDS are inadequate and fragile. The South Korea military said North Korea fired three ballistic missiles Tuesday toward the Sea of Japan at a distance of up to 600 kilometers. The North has test-fired a series of ballistic missiles in recent months, defying UN sanctions. A Taiwan tour bus carrying Chinese tourists crashed Tuesday into a highway railing, bursting into flames, killing all 26 on board. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.